Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about how one person can truly make a difference. Now, I talk about business being a team sport, that you can't do it alone, power of association, and now I'm going to talk about one person can make a difference. What's called leadership, all right? Mother Teresa made a huge difference in the world, but she didn't do it alone, all right? People can, you need to have that drive, that definiteness of purpose, and the leadership to make things happen. And the reason why I talk about this is a couple of weeks ago, the governor here in Arizona, Doug Ducey, signed into law the bill that we've been working on for 5 years that requires students to take personal finance for high school graduation. And we're not done yet. We want an actual separate course, but right now it is being required to be taught before graduation. Next, we want the separate course. And unfortunately, we can't do this nationwide. It's something you have to do every state. But over the last 6 months or so, we've had a lot of requests that come in and say, how can we do this in Georgia? How can we do this in Texas, Florida? And you can. But it does take one person to really doggedly pursue it with the right people supporting in the team. And, first thing, Angela and I were a team doing this, and we met with all the legislators on the education committees in the state Senate and the state House. We went after understanding who was going to be against it, the teachers' unions, and went to try and get them to understand what their problems were, what their issues were, but constantly working on it and making sure that we were moving and inching it forward to get the acceptance of the bill. And it's an important thing. My friend Frank Shankwitz, he's one of the founders of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If he hadn't doggedly pursued getting help for that first little boy and then saying, wow, if we did this once, why can't we do this for others? And, he sent me copies of the original incorporation papers for the 501c3 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And it's like one person can doggedly pursue with the right team, the right people around you, you can make a difference. And so when we talk about the personal success equation, passion plus talent, times association times action plus faith, I want to challenge you to think about something that you are passionate about. Maybe it is, living green. Maybe it is for animals. Maybe it's for children. I'm on the National Board for Child Health. And these two ladies, Sarah and Yvonne, they're like glued at the hip. So they're doggedly pursued the prevention and treatment of child abuse. 60 years. Over 10 million children have been served, and they just tireless 24/7. And so what is it that you are passionate about that you can say, I am going to make a change? And that brings me all the way back to my mantra, why not? All right. Because when somebody wants to step out there and make a change, that fear of criticism, that fear of failure, mainly fear of criticism, people laughing at you, or maybe fear of failure, people aren't going to support you, starts creeping in. And we need to have that faith that your passion is strong and you want to make something different and you want to change the way things are done. Why not? Why not you? Why not now? Why not stick a stake in the ground and say, this has to change? And, it's a slow process. Believe me, if you ever try to do something in the public school system, it takes a long time to get them to change. Or you think about the government, it takes a long time to get anything to change. But remember, if you're passionate, you can do it, because you're going to have people attracted to your passion and joining that cause. You know, think organizations like Junior Achievement have grown because so many people have gone with the cause. And it's important to pay attention to that. And maybe your passion, you can join an existing organization and do that. But you can make a difference, because you can bring that passion to life within your network, within the people that you know, and you can change people's lives. You know, I got an email last week. I mentioned it on Ask Sharon, that said, I met you last fall, and you talked about losing your son, and it helped me be okay with being vulnerable about losing mine. You know, I made a difference in that woman's life, and so can you. You know, making a difference, one person can make a difference. It doesn't have to be worldwide change. You can make a difference in two or three people's lives and change the world, change their destiny and their children's destinies. But if you stay at home and stay watching TV or just stay doing the same old thing every day, you're not going to grow spiritually and emotionally. And I believe the way we grow spiritually and emotionally is reaching out and being passionate about something and making a change. Now, many of the organizations and people that want to talk about financial education, we work with them, tell them what we did, how we did it, so that they can follow that pattern. Finding legislators to support it who will sponsor the bills, best if you can get bipartisan support. Certainly, if you can get the Department of Education on your side, they're usually a little tougher to get there. Or the governor. All of the steps that you take to prepare the foundation for success, whether it's in building a business or creating and making a difference in the world, laying that foundation is important. But the leadership, one person can make a difference. Your passion can be contagious, and that contagious passion will create a tidal wave of change. So again, this is going to be a shorter podcast this afternoon, because I'm passionate about wanting to get this message out. And I want you to think about what are you passionate about? What change will you make? Because change creates opportunity. So I challenge you to think of something that you can go out today related to your passion, where you will make a difference in other people's lives. Because playing big, all right, is about being number one in your field, living your legacy, which is the hearts you touch every single day, create your legacy and creating maximum impact. So go out and touch someone's heart today. Find something you're passionate about and make a commitment to be that one person who will lead change. You're a leader. Let's lead to positive results. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.